Filmmakers, it's that time of the year when Ghostlight Creative challenges you to create an 8-minute short film in the span of 48 hours. It works like this. Participants meet at Ghostlight Creative in downtown El Paso on Friday, June 26th. Each director randomly chooses a genre, and then you are cut loose to create. This year, Ghostlight is also welcoming graphic designers to be partnered with a team and create a movie poster in 48 hours. Today, my guest is Ray Sanchez of Ghostlight Creative. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you for having me, Marina.
So we were just talking about how 48 hours to make an 8-minute short film is really not a lot of time.
It's not a lot of time at all. It's hectic and crazy, but at the end of it, if you come out with a finished piece that is screened for the public at least a couple times, then I think that's quite an accomplishment.
Essentially, filmmakers are asked to kind of assemble their team, right? And then the genre, they don't know what they're going to pick. So it could be a horror movie. It could be a documentary.
Right. There are genres in a hat, and they'll just pick something. And if they don't like it, they have a chance to pick again, except each genre is in there twice. So there's about 13 genres, 26 pieces of paper. And so whatever they pick the second time, they got to stick with it. So they don't know what genre they're going to be in.
Has there ever been a time where the person goes in for the second chance and then picks the same genre again?
No, not the same one. Yeah, luckily enough for them. They always pick something else and they seem pretty satisfied with whatever they get.
Give us the rundown. What are the things that a prospective filmmaker or prospective participant should have in their head as they're planning to become a part of this project?
They should have a producer, someone they can assign to watch the time and the deadline and the budget and materials, because the producer is the all-important piece. Many times, independent filmmaking is all about the director.
Right.
And then somewhere down the line are actors, and that's it. The producer is the absolute most important, because it's all about decision making, and it's about trying to get your story written in a budgeted time, get it shot, edit it, finish, and then output it and upload it. You know, so the producer is the number one thing. Having a good crew, a good team, scouting locations, you know, before you can even write your script. Knowing where would be a great place to make a movie, and then being creative and then getting right to work. So having experience is a big plus, but having no experience is also very thrilling. And we've had people with no previous experience in this type of event win the whole event.
Because I guess you're going into it blindly, right? And so there's something for not knowing what you're getting yourself into.
48 hours is a great equalizer.
Right.
You know, so if you're a professional, we had someone who was a UT film school and spent most of the time building sets and couldn't finish their product.
It's like playing Pictionary with an artist.
That's right.
They lose. Yeah. They're so busy with the details.
You need that angry producer.
Now, another thing that I know you do, or that I thought you do, is that you stick certain items or certain things need to be present in the film so that nobody can just come in there with a pre-produced 8-minute short and kind of try to squeeze it in, right?
That's right. At the production briefing, which takes place an hour before we release them to the El Paso public for production of their film, we reveal a line of dialogue, and we, you know, obviously the genre picking is a part of it, and then we describe a setting that must be in the film too. For instance, last year was the Red Equis, you know, the statue across
yes.
the border. We've had Union Depot. We try to keep them kind of centrally located, but, you know, those pieces must be in the film. Sometimes they're integrated into the storyline and sometimes they're not. But that, along with the dialogue, along with not knowing what genre it is, and then all these items are passed to the judges, and we try to keep them honest.
Now, another cool thing is that the winning films will be screened at the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
That's right. They've been so gracious since we've started our event to always have a special place to screen those films. So we look forward to, again, partnering with Plaza Classic and taking our films in and screening them. So the films would be screened at our event and also at a larger scale event. So that's exciting too.
To give them an audience, of course.
Give them an audience. That's absolutely right. Many times these people do not produce film for a living. Mm-hmm. They do it as a hobby, or they always wish they could and they've never had a chance to do it. Or they do it for hire. There are videographers that we've worked with in you know, in business or whatever. And now that 48 hours says, you know, I think I can finally finish it in that time. Let's do it.
Graphic designers, this is the first time you're incorporating them.
We've always wanted to have movie posters as a part of the event. And so we reached out to graphic designers to try to pair up with teams, or for teams to reach out to graphic designers that they know of. And when the storyline gets written, the graphic designers can start designing the poster, having it printed, and then we will display the movie posters at the public screening.
So is it an option if you're a designer but you don't necessarily know one of the filmmakers to kind of show up and see if there's a team without a designer and
absolutely.
Hook up with them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's also an option. And, you know, if you showed up and everyone has a designer, maybe you can get in with a team and design a poster with them. And, you know, it's pretty free form. We're in uncharted waters even for us, so but we're looking forward to having design part of the Film Slam.
Okay, so let's talk about the nuts and bolts. How do people get involved? How they register? All that stuff.
The website is the best place to go.
Okay.
Ghostlightevents.com. And at ghostlightevents.com, you can find out about the event, what the requirements are, the registration forms, and you can get signed up. And once you're signed up and in, then you are ready to go. We'll keep in touch with those teams for the production briefing, which is in June 26th of Friday, and we'll get them started. There might be some testimonials also from teams of years past, you know, that kind of thing, or they can call us for advice. And so we've been taking some calls and questions already.
So take advantage of this time before the 26th to get all your questions answered,
mm-hmm.
any kind of
planning, casting, assigning your team. You know, it's all about being organized as well as being creative. And I know that can sound oxymoronic, but really that's the essence of producing pieces that are ready to be consumed by the public. And it's a big lesson. You can't just be creative. You need to know how to make it real.
Right. And not just that. Then there's that other part where you have to share it.
At the end of the day, are you a storyteller? Do you have something good to say? Do you have a plot? Can you put it together? Is it whimsical? Is it fun? Is it scary? Is it whatever? And is it effective? And if you can create a nice story in 48 hours, the great thing about this format too is the judges panel, they're all from out of town, they're industry professionals, but they're also very forgiving and understanding. They know it's 48 hours. You do what you can. You know, something, the music must be, you must have rights to be able to show them. So we've had people kind of pull somebody who plays guitar and they run some tracks and then they don't know what the music sounds like until they're editing.
Right.
And so they start putting, I need something exciting and then I need something scary here and ominous here and then something resolved and fun. And let's get some minor chords in for the scary stuff and major for the fun stuff. And all that kind of comes together at the editing, and you know, it's a dash to the finish on Sunday, that's for sure.
So if you're a filmmaker, prospective filmmaker, or just want to see if you can do it, join in on the Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam. Again, tell us the website where people can go to register.
The website is ghostlightevents.com.
And it all kicks off on Friday, June 26th. That's your absolute last chance. You can show up to the briefing and that'll be it, right?
You can show up to the briefing and sign up, but then once 7 o'clock Friday hits, you know, we're in production, and then the screening is in July.
Very cool. So there you have it, the Ghostlight 48-Hour Film Slam coming again in 2015. Thank you so much, Ray.
I appreciate it. Thank you.